So good morning, everybody. I hope you are well. We are. I am a little bit cold, but it's what we have now. And I'm going to continue the thread of the theme of a retreat. And just reminding you that we mentioned that this path has two main elements or components. One is investigation, and the other one is cultivation. And yesterday we spoke a little bit about cultivation, and we did that guided meditation, metta meditation, as well. And this morning I want to focus now on the investigation aspect of the path. Both equally important and necessary. So, with investigation aspect, we bring our mindful awareness to investigate by observing, just paying attention to what is going on, and also by inquiring, by questioning. So these main two ways of investigating, just being present and paying attention, we can discover a lot just with that, and also inquiring, questioning. And what are we to investigate, you may ask? And I would say everything. Everything. But you know, the Buddha was very, very interested mainly in suffering. So we may just want to start with that, with suffering. How suffering is created, how suffering is sustained, supported. That's a good start. And where should we start our investigation? Well, I think a good place to start is oneself. Oneself. We're going to start by paying attention to our behavior, for example. Are we behaving in a wholesome way? We can bring, for example, the ethical guidelines that I mentioned in the first evening to help that investigation. Are we bringing harm to ourselves or others with our behavior? Are we taking more than it is fair? For example. Or more general, our patterns of behavior, the habits that we have, are they helpful or not? Are they wholesome? Are they supporting the kind of life that we want to live? We can investigate our ourselves, our behavior in that way. And we can also go a little bit deeper and start to pay attention to the attitudes and intentions underneath our behavior, our habits, our patterns, and start to find out which attitudes and intentions are supporting them. So we are entering now into the realm of the mind. Another realm, another area in which we can bring our investigation, the mind. When we are not present, where is our mind, our attention? That's a very good question to entertain. That's a very good question to entertain. If we bring this inquiry into our mind, we may discover that when we are not present, the mind is normally, usually, half asleep or lost in a fantasy or entangled in some sort of thinking. And then we may want to continue this investigation. Are those mental habit patterns helpful or not? If we engage in this rumination about the past, something that we did or was done to us, or maybe worrying about something that may happen in the future, or in some sort of self-judgment or self-criticism or criticism of others. Or in negativity, ill will. It's good to also entertain the question, is this helpful actually? Is this type of mental habit pattern something that is enhancing my life and the life of the people around me, or not? And it's very good, with what I said before and what I am saying now, it's crucial to bring kindness to this investigation. Lots of kindness, so we don't end up judging ourselves for having behaviors, habits, or mental patterns that are not wholesome and helpful. Really crucial to bring kindness. It's not about judging or measuring ourselves or comparing ourselves with a model or standard or other people. It's just for the sake of knowing the truth about ourselves and our mind. There should be that aspiration, that desire to know the truth, fueling this investigation. We really want to know what is going on in my life, in my mind. I place that above anything else. Even if the truth that I encounter is not that pleasant to see. But actually, that's the beginning of doing something about it. If we don't want to look because we are afraid, we're not going to like what we see, chances are that we're going to continue repeating those behaviors, those habits, those mental patterns, without the chance to do something about it. So really important to bring kindness to this investigation, and to also to bring this spirit of wanting to know the truth about oneself. But the investigation can expand and can touch something more general, not just about ourselves, our particular habits, patterns, etc. We can investigate also, by investigating deeply ourselves, we can also investigate the human condition. For example, the human pattern of reactivity when we encounter what is pleasant, which is normally to chase it, to grasp at it, to try to hold on to it, to try to intensify it, replicate it in the future. The pattern of reactivity when we encounter the unpleasant. Try to push it away, to avoid it, even not to feel if we cannot get rid of it or avoid it. The pattern of reactivity when we encounter what is neutral, which is not being interested in it. We can bring also our investigation to this common human reactivity. And Jenny spoke about it a little bit yesterday. And also all the problems and the unnecessary suffering that is created by this reactivity to what is pleasant, to what is unpleasant, and to what is neither one nor the other. That's another important area to bring our investigation. And more general, how investigating how much suffering comes from non-acceptance of what life is presenting to us in this moment. And also in how much suffering is created because of the difficulty in letting go. Again, Jenny also touched this point yesterday. You know, crucial areas of experience to bring our investigation. And you know, we can expand even further and investigate life and reality. The Buddha pointed out that if we investigate reality in a certain way, we will discover that three main characteristics, he said, about life and reality. The first one, that life is dukkha, as it was mentioned yesterday twice. Life is dukkha, life is imperfect, unable to provide lasting and complete satisfaction. By the way, I cannot resist a little digression. Plato was also very, very puzzled about this existential characteristic of life. The world, the life we live in, is imperfect, but we as human beings have the idea of perfection and the aspiration for perfection. It's a very interesting dichotomy here. Once we live in an imperfect world, I mean, I suppose nobody can deny that. But nobody also can deny that we have the idea of perfection and the aspiration, the drive for perfection. And Plato's philosophy is an attempt to come to terms with this dichotomy. A very, very profound philosophy and you know, addressing this profound issue, existential issue of life. Anyway. End of the digression. Because I want to also speak about another, the second characteristic that the Buddha mentioned about life and existence, which is impermanence. Impermanence. Nothing lasts forever. Anything that arises or comes into being will cease at some point. Everything changes. Another thing to pay attention to. And lastly, that the self is not something fixed or solid. And that we co-create the reality we inhabit. That's a third characteristic, and to me it's the most the most profound of them all. You know, we are here in this hall, 35, 36 people maybe. All the bodies are here in the same space, but we are all living and experiencing a different world. Each one of us is inhabiting her, his particular world. We are all co-creating our world, our reality. Okay, I could say more, but I'm going to end it here because I want us to do a little practice as well, which is going to last about half an hour. So if you want to stand up and stretch your legs or move your body in the way you think is most needed now, let's spend a bit of time with that. So coming to sit and to hold your body in a way that helps you to be in an upright posture. That is soft and relaxed at the same time. And spending just a little time grounding yourself, connecting with that part of your body that gives you the sense of ground and support. grounding in the body. And bringing now your attention to the sensations in your feet. Just very gently placing your attention on your feet and noticing the sensations you find here. But what we are going to be particularly interested in is the changing nature of those sensations. So noticing how they change. Bringing the attention up to the legs. And again, just paying attention to the changing sensations in the legs. We are just gently paying attention without wanting to change anything with our attention, just noticing. Now bringing the attention to the area of the pelvis, of the hips. Noticing changing sensations here. Pulsations, vibrations, in whichever way they manifest. And now bringing the attention to the area of the abdomen and or the chest. And again, noticing changing sensations here. And it may be the changing sensations of the movement of the breath. Bringing your attention now to your back, your lower back and your upper back. Noticing changing sensations here. Bringing the attention now to our arms and hands. The changing sensations in the palm of the hands. In the back of the hands, now bringing the attention to the area of the neck and the throat. Exploring sensations here. And now to the back of the head. The area of the scalp. Your forehead. The face. Expanding your awareness and including your whole body in your awareness. Noticing sensations that arise and particularly paying attention to their changing nature. And expanding the awareness even further and including sounds. And again, paying attention particularly to the changing nature of sounds. expanding our awareness even further now to include thoughts. Being interested in the changing and ephemeral nature of thoughts. How they arise in the space of our awareness, stay for a little while, and then vanish and disappear. Physical sensations, sounds, thoughts, arising, changing, disappearing. So this is a suggestion for today, to bring this aspect of investigation to your practice. And it can be whichever strand of what I have presented feels more appealing to you. Better just to pick up one and to spend some time with it, be it, habits, patterns, personal patterns, the patterns of the mind, the reactivity to pleasant, unpleasant, or one of these three characteristics, like impermanence, the one we did a guided meditation. Better just to pick up one and to spend some time with it, rather than trying to do them all at the same time, which is could be a little bit confusing. And we've got now a period of walking meditation. But for those of you who want us to check your posture, you can stay in the hall, and Jenny and I will have a look at your posture and will try to help you to sit in a way that is most convenient for you. And the rest is time for walking meditation, and we will be back at 11:15 in the hall. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.